The Girls is a new book with a lot of hype around it, the kind of hype you would expect with reports of a seven-figure deal for a 20-something-year-old author. It's a work of fiction based on the infamous Manson family murders. But writer Emma Klein told NPR's Lynn Neary it wasn't the cult that fascinated her. Klein was more interested in exploring how a young girl can brush up against evil without realizing it.
During adolescence, a young girl wants to be seen more than anything, says Emma Klein. She knows this to be true because she remembers the feeling. When she was a young girl, an older man took an interest in her as she was walking down the street. She was 13. He was in his 50s. He's famous, one of his groupies told her breathlessly. He knew people like David Bowie and the Ramones. Klein was impressed, so she gave him her address.
It was sort of this moment where I was very attuned to the world around me and really wanted to belong and be noticed. And this person sort of noticed me and wanted to stay in contact. And it seemed so benign to me at the time.
Other girls might have been more cautious, Klein says, but it was only when she was older that she understood how strange and potentially dangerous the situation was. In her case, nothing bad happened, but it was that toxic mixture of naivete and neediness that she wanted to explore in her book about the young women who were part of a Manson-like cult. Her fictional cult also has a charismatic male leader, but Klein didn't want to write about him.
To me, that story has been told so many times and is not interesting. And what felt a lot more interesting and more realistic is exploring this magnetic connection that young women especially can have with each other. It's such like an intense moment and these intense friendships are formed.
The girl at the center of Klein's story is Evie, an unhappy teenager whose parents are getting divorced. She and her only friend have angrily parted ways. She's adrift and directionless as the summer of 1969 begins. Then she meets a group of girls who live in a commune near the town where she lives. Evie is attracted to them and their lifestyle. She wants to be one of them. Klein says she wanted to understand why.
What makes young women vulnerable to these kinds of situations? What's the psychology behind how they get involved in a group like this? We like to believe that you could avoid danger because you'd see the signs, but I think that's not really true, and there is this danger, especially for adolescent girls.
One of the things this book is about is that moment in a young girl's life when everything could go horribly wrong.
Kate Medina is the editorial director at Random House. Medina says she knew she wanted to buy this book, regardless of price, almost immediately. It was Klein's description of the group of girls that first caught her attention.
It's the end of the second page, and Emma Klein writes, "The familiarity of the day was disturbed by the path the girls cut across the regular world, sleek and thoughtless as sharks breaching the water." And it was that last sentence about the sharks that made me say, okay, this is a serious writer.
The coolest girl in the group is Suzanne, who is everything Evie wants to be. Evie's desire to please Suzanne leads her into petty crimes and sexual exploits. She's alternately confused and thrilled by these adventures, which are building to a murderous night that Evie barely misses. Klein says she wants readers to understand how Evie could be so taken in by someone like Suzanne.
Although she does these evil things, I wanted to also have her be in some ways a sympathetic person or just someone who Evie truly loves and what it means to love somebody who could do something so terrible.
We learn early on that Suzanne is in prison for her crimes. Evie does not have that clarity. She didn't make the decision to leave the group the night of the killings. It was made for her. She can never really be sure what she would have done if she had been there. The grown-up Evie who tells this story is left in limbo.
And I really thought of her as someone whose present had been taken hostage by the past in this way, where she almost couldn't move past this one summer.
Evie fell in love that summer, as teenage girls are wont to do, and everything did, indeed, go horribly wrong. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.